Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk, and today's Giants Insider is Giants defensive line coach Robert Nunn. And Robert, obviously, bad news, Jason Pierre-Paul, back surgery, out into training camp. The good news, I suppose, is that it's a lot of snaps and opportunities for these young guys in your meeting room to get a lot of work at defensive end.
Yeah, no question, and that's what we've talked about with our guys is, hey, it's a great opportunity. Not only we get Kiwi back full-time, you know, for him and Justin, but, you know, DeMontre Moore, Adrian Tracy, Justin Tratto, Wally Ojomo, those guys have a great opportunity to get those reps, those extra reps and the extra work. And so I think we got a pretty healthy situation there with young players, and we'll see where it goes.
It's been 3 years since Justin Tuck had a double-digit sack season. Do you think he has another one of those years left in him?
Oh, I don't think there's any question. In my mind, there's no question. He's had the injuries he's battled with. Since I've been here in 2010, he's in the best frame of mind and in physical shape that he's been since I've been here. And, it's showing up out there on the tape, out there on the field. We're watching the tape. You know, you see it. I feel good where Justin is and Kiwi, where they are both right now.
Well, let's hit the young guys real quick. We'll go rapid fire. First, Adewale Ojomo, monster preseason last year, a ton of production. What was your focus with him in terms of the offseason, where you needed him to get better to earn more playing time?
Well, the biggest thing with Wale is when he's got to come in here and be more consistent day in and day out at defensive end and on special teams. He's got to show more consistency against the run. He can't just flash and rush the passer, which he did a good job of that in the preseason.
Adrian Tracy, been here a while, converted linebacker, probably the smallest guy in your room, I would imagine, right?
Yes.
More of a situational pass rush, or do you think he can be an every down guy too?
Well, that's where he's got to show his biggest improvement is on every down. First and second down, he's got to be able to go in there and do some things to keep him on the field. You know, obviously he can. He's a proven special teams guy, and he's got to keep that going, and he'll bring value to this team and have him a job.
How about the young man, DeMontre Moore, comes in. Your take, does he have to build a lot of muscle? Does he need to put some weight on? Where do you want to see improvement and progress from the rookie as we get towards the regular season?
The biggest thing I've talked to DeMontre about is getting stronger, changing his body. You know, the weight part of it will take care of itself. If he gets in there with Jerry and Marcus and gets stronger and changes his frame, it's obvious what he can do. I mean, he played in the SEC in the last 2 years in the SEC. I think he may have been the leading sack guy in the SEC. He was always around the quarterback against quality people, and he can rush the quarterback. The thing he's got to do is take on the size of offensive tackles in this league versus run and pass.
Coach, appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Plenty more coming up on Giants.com. Make sure you stay tuned.